The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
If you were known as the class clown back in your school, I found this thing that says there's a good chance you are the most intelligent student there.
That's what I've been telling people all these years. I chose not to learn because I was so smart.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, researchers found that funny kids tend to have better verbal reasoning skills. I'm thinking verbal reasoning skills is like you're able to...
argue?
Yeah, and complain.
Yeah.
intelligently?
You process things out loud, and that's because that's what comedy is. It's all processing things out loud. And so I think a lot of that is a sign of intelligence, I mean, humbly speaking.
Well, you also have higher levels of general knowledge.
Yeah.
And one comedian that knows a bit about this is George Carlin.
Class Clown was the first to discover a lot of musical things. He was the first one to get into Hawaiian nose humming, right? Class Clown was the first guy to discover this, usually in gym class, right?
Okay, so here's the deal. This is really funny. I've never heard that George Carlin bit in that super old bit, probably 70s, that bit. I was like, I wouldn't have even known this. I used to get paid a quarter from people to play my nose.
No, you
I'm
did
not,
not.
I'm not one making quarter. This up. Yes.
I'll give you a quarter right now if you
seriously.
Play.
I don't know if I... Well, it's a little embarrassing because I had to suck my thumb at the time.
I will pay you a dollar.
Yeah, so it was like...
So he puts his thumb in his mouth, and then you're flicking your nose. You're not
exactly.
really playing your nose.
Yeah,
you're
you
humming,
flick your nose.
But you're flicking your nose. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't worth a dollar.
Well, you
said
paid
a quarter.
It, who's the dummy here?
You have 127 items in your Amazon cart. It's prime time.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. And yeah, I've got wish lists that my wife can look at anytime she wants to buy me something on Amazon.
Subtle hint.
Yeah, and there are things that I have bought that I maybe held off on buying, and then I got one and was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing, life-changing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My phone holder in my car that holds my phone while I drive was one of those things. I was a late adopter on that. And then I came in the other day to the studio, and Zach, who used to work on the show with us, had put these LED lights in here to change the tone and the color, and they're like blue, and blue's my favorite color, and I absolutely loved it.
It definitely brings some, oddly enough, clean look to it.
Well, we just tell people they're UV lights and it's sanitizing the place. It's not. But it feels good, does it not?
Definitely.
And you can it comes with a remote and you can change the colors and it's very interesting.
And it actually can do like disco patterns where when you talk and it reacts to your voice
so cool.
or the music. It's great. How did we live this long in the studio without it? I don't know.
Now we only have the one in the corner, but we're supposed to get like some behind like some of the TVs we have in here around the desks and everything.
He
like,
pulled
it's just
up
the
short.
Beginning.
We have four corners, you know, and so now we have one. Now I feel like we're poor, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, and I'm sure you're not the only one that feels this way. If you follow us on Facebook, you can get in on this this whole conversation at facebook.com/Wally Show. I posted this, and I love what Rachel had to say. She said, my robot vacuum, I don't know how I lived without it.
Yeah.
She said, I have all hardwood floors, three dogs, and three cats. And the amount of hair it picks up daily is so gross.
Yeah, it's because my wife doesn't like to vacuum the floors. I usually end up doing that, and I hate doing it too. And so this thing, if it was just sweeping up Sasha's pet hair, would be amazing.
You should get one.
I should get one.
They're back and not wonder how did you live without it?
I know, that's the thing. And there's so many things like that that once you get it, you're like, yes, that was a life changer. Goal, you know. So I'm curious for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. When you want to be part of the show, we love having you on. So if you've got a take on this, what is that thing that you bought maybe later or just in general that you cannot believe you lived without, okay? It was like, boom, life-changing. Robot vac, blue lights, car holder. I don't know what it is for you, but we're very easy to please around here. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number you can call to be on the show. So what's your thing?
Okay, so I'm along the same lines, except I got the smart light bulb.
Okay, I've always wondered about these. But then I'm like, am I smart enough to hook them up is my problem. Is the light bulb smarter than me is what I'm afraid of. And so I've wondered if they work and if they're really worth it. So what do you say?
I say they are totally worth it because my husband and I like to have the ceiling fan on whenever we go to bed, and our light is on the same switch. So we just got the smart light bulbs so we can say, okay, Google, turn the light off.
This is the modern day version of the clapper. Remember that? Clap on, off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Now we have them in each bedroom and the living room.
Oh, wow. So you like went hardcore.
Well, I have a Google phone and several of the Google minis. My whole house connected to me.
Well, Jess, based on your recommendation, I'm going to put one on the old Amazon cart today and give it a shot. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Tanya, what is that for you?
My food processor.
Okay, I love kitchen gadgets, you know, and so I've been toying around with certain things, and food processors are one of them because I like blending things and I like whisking. Those are the two things I love.
Tell me what a food processor does, Tanya.
Processes
it
food,
makes
Rock.
It, so you don't it makes it so you don't have to beat your walnuts or whatever you're chopping with a hammer.
Oh, with a hammer. Jeez, yeah. We went from the Stone Age to 2021.
Well, or my rolling pin normally. Like if I was making desserts and I had to crush up the Oreo cookies or the walnuts or whatever, I would just use my rolling pin and I'd stand there and beat them in a bag.
It basically takes anything you put in there and turns it to dust. Like it's like a blender on steroids.
Okay.
And I could use this too because my wife makes a crust for a pie that I love, and it's made out of Oreos. But she puts them in a Ziploc bag and puts them on the counter, and then literally this is what you hear.
Exactly.
It's me with my hands beating them to smithereens.
Yes.
Yeah, and to the food processor, I've been like, hey, we need to get one of those. And she's like, no, we don't. We have you.
You are the food processor.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it makes it so much easier. 30 seconds and your Oreos are ready for the pie crust.
I love it. There you go. That also is going on the Amazon list. This bit is costing me more money today. Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. I mean, it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguishing feature of the CCU's 3 graduate counseling degree options Master's Degree in Counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before. Yeah!
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So if you have a teen on social media, you are probably worried about its influence and effect on them. And you're not alone. When whistleblower Frances Haugen this week revealed that international Facebook studies harm and Instagram harms kids, there's a particular danger to them And I'm sure that's comforting to some parents because it's things that we've all known, like that social media isn't the best for our kids, but they have studies internally that back that hunch up, you know?
Right, because there could be some parents out there that maybe take personal ownership of that and feel like, what did I do wrong? But right. It just goes to show that a lot of teenagers are dealing with this.
And I don't blame Facebook or Instagram on this. They created a product, you know, for people that they, you know, want to share their lives. And there is a side chain to this that happens with some of the stuff that goes on. And that's where we as parents have to be vigilant and say no to our kids with certain things. Because this lady contended, she said, kids are bullied on Instagram and their bullying follows them home. It follows them into their bedrooms. It's the last thing they see before they go to bed at night. And I get that. Like, that all makes so much sense. But then you're like, well, how do you really police that as this company? Mm-hmm. And where is your responsibility? Where does that truly lie? And that's where I think we as parents, we love our kids. And sometimes loving our kids means being not popular. And
not maybe, being their friend.
Yeah, and maybe saying, no, you're not going to be on Instagram. And you know, but Mom, my friends are. Well, yeah, your friends are also a mess because of it, you know. And so, if you've ever wondered why 13 is the age for Instagram and Facebook and all that, it's because of the Child Privacy Act. It was designed to keep kids' information private and secure online so that they couldn't become victims to predatory things or other things of that nature. And so that's why there's the 13. This lady, Frances, is saying that's too young. She's someone that's in social media. She's saying it needs to be 16 or up, actually. Mm. And I think that's not a bad thing. But in the meantime, till that gets sorted out, you know, they say, experts are saying, well, what can you do to protect your kids? And one of the best things they say is open lines of communication. And you know, kids are not the best at that, you know. So they gave a couple tips on how to actually go about doing this. And instead of saying things like, turn that thing off, you know, like start the dialogue with them about, you know, what are you doing on your phone? What do you like looking at most? And have questions that are kind of open-ended, because, you know, a lot of times you just get those one-word answers. Or even take the approach of like watching the documentary, like The Social Dilemma, which shows the intent that adults creating these platforms are doing to get their desired result, and let the kids see that and then talk to them about it. Like, what do you think about this? Is that good? Is that healthy? Do you have a problem with that? Mm-hmm. Because she says that kids love to be in the know about these things, and it gives them a sense of power, you know, too. And it makes them part of the solution, not just the one causing the problem.
Gives them a little control.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we all like that to some degree in our lives. So there you go. Hopefully those are some tips that can help you out as you navigate a little bit of the social media world with your kid today. Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and we are, none of us are above influence and having things that we see or watch affect our behavior. And I realized this personally the other night. My wife has a crock pot that's been acting up a little bit. And she's, I know, see, you all know right where I'm going. Like, so she has been, it doesn't seem like it's getting hot enough on the low setting. So she's trying to turn it to the high setting, maybe jiggle the knob a little. And so it's getting a little sketch. And so she was like, well, you know what? Here, I'll just set it on high and we'll go run these errands. And then we should be good when we get back. And I just was like, if This Is Us has taught us nothing, and you love that show, that crock pot cost Jack his life. And so, no, we are not going to just leave this thing plugged in while we go out.
Speaking as someone who has never watched an episode of This Is Us, I know that a crock pot, it had a big influence in that show.
It burned down the house, which ultimately took out the dad, and I'm the dad, so I don't want to see this happen.
Right.
I am also insured, which makes me also wonder why my wife wanted to leave the crock pot plugged
in. Don't worry about it.
But it does make you wonder, like, if you hadn't seen that show.
Oh, right. I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Yeah. Like, you probably wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah, like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, jiggle the knob. We're good.
But it just goes to show that shows and TV, like TV and movies, have a big influence on how you act.
Absolutely. And so that's what I want to talk, because I know to somebody that might sound crazy, like, you really did that because of that TV show? Absolutely.
Yes,
and
I did.
Yeah, exactly. I'm proud of it. And so I'm really curious if watching a TV show or watching a movie ever had like an effect on you. Like you had this epiphany, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to do this now because I saw this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not crazy in this. I know there are more people that have had that happen. Like, think about this. Taken, you watch the Liam Neeson movies, mm-hmm. Taken. I will never hide under a bed like now, because that's the first place they look.
And that's just guessing that you can fit under one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's not so much a choice. I just can't. All right. So 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your story on this right now. Make me feel not crazy here. How did a TV show or a movie alter your behavior? So what's yours?
Yeah, when I was younger, I watched Indiana Jones, like all the Harrison Ford Indiana Jones movies, and I decided I was going to go to school and major in history. And it all kind of worked out. I got a bachelor's in history. I'm working on my master's, and I work at the college just like Indiana Jones.
That's kind of cool. Like, you did better than me. You went to college and made something of yourself. I bought a bullwhip and a hat.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have the hat, but I did have the whip for a while, so that was nice.
And it's a good thing you were watching Indiana Jones and not Legally Blonde, or you would have been getting a lot of pink stuff going to law school.
But he'd be a lawyer. I mean, so there's an upside.
Who wants to wear a pink suit, though?
So, Roland, what is a movie that affected your real-life behavior?
It was Top Gun and the song Highway to the Danger Zone. I used to be a Fairbanks firefighter, and every time we'd have a call, we'd slide in the cassette tape and jam to that song, and lights and sirens flaring and the old air horn going. And it just felt like we were invincible, even though we were very cautious.
Can you imagine if on Top Gun they had chosen instead Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go? How funny would that have been? Wake me up
before you go-go. That could have been a good song to play in the middle of the night when we really didn't want to go out.
But that's your wake-up song. And then you slide in Highway to the Danger Zone to get you pumped up.
For sure.
All right, Barbara, you're up. What is the TV or movie that altered your behavior?
The movie Unhinged.
Oh, with Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Never, ever honk at anyone ever again.
Are you sure ever? That starts with a road rage incident, and it just goes so far downhill and so scary.
But Barbara, I'm sure you've been in situations since then where you felt the need to honk at someone. What do you do instead?
Yes. I let it go. Yeah.
Say a little prayer for him and move on.
Just head down and keep going. I remember telling my daughter after I saw that, it was just, I had a conversation with her where I reminded her, hey, I know life can be frustrating, and even little things. I'm like, don't honk at people unless you absolutely have to. Like, you're going to get hit. Like, even like, beep, beep, like a cute thing, like at a light where you think, oh, I'm just reminding them.
Nope.
Toot, toot. No, do not.
No.
It could be Russell Crowe, and he's just waiting.
And he's ready to go Russell Crowe-azy on you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and yesterday we did a Facebook Live with author and speaker Annie F. Downs, and we'd never had her on before, and she's super, super cool. Like, I really liked her.
Yeah, I don't think she has a problem making friends anywhere she goes.
No, and like, Betty and Annie kind of clicked, because Annie is 41, I learned a lot about her, and pulled a lot out of her soul for this interview, and you can see the whole thing.
That's right, if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see the whole live aftercast that we did with her. But like Wally was saying, she's single at 41. I'm single at 36. And typically, women our age are married by now, have kids by now. But we had that in common where we don't.
Yeah, and so we're talking about like what it's like when your friends are always trying to set you up.
If I open that side of my life up, then it gives people the permission to set me up with people where it's like, you wouldn't even set yourself up with that person if you were given the ability.
Yeah. I do think that happens, that people think they're single and they're single. Let's give it a shot.
Right.
I usually say yes for a first date. I'm not in that spot right now, but I usually say yes for a first date.
Sure.
This happened at dinner last night. A bunch of girlfriends went to dinner, and one of the girls said, I was on a Hinge date. Uh-huh. And about halfway through, I thought, which of my friends can I set him up with?
Oh, yeah. That's
because she's like, this isn't a good fit for me, but I'm going to keep talking to him because I wonder if he's a good match for one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so a lot of times I'll say yes if I'm looking, because I'll think it's either for me or maybe for one of my people.
She's like, I don't typically date someone that's murdered before, but you know, Annie.
But Annie might like this guy. Right.
I mean, she does like crime shows.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Annie's guess her standards are a little lower. So, I mean, that was just part of what we talked about. She has a new kids book out, too, or it's coming out, called What Sounds Fun to You, and we talked about that as well. But she's a real open book. I like that about her, and she's, like, I'd never met her, so it was cool for me to meet her. And now I think we're friends. We've exchanged phone numbers.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and then that's in there, too, about how you know when someone's a real friend. So make sure you check it out on Facebook. Just search Wally Show.
Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to WayFM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Fashion trends are so unpredictable. Like the fact that
I love coming to you for fashion trends.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this whole thing about how Gen Zers don't think skinny jeans are cool anymore.
That's crazy. I don't even know what they're thinking. That's just another reason to not trust Gen Z.
You're just wanting to get your point across because you don't want to switch back.
No, I will never switch back. I love them so. Mm. And I was sad when they stopped making as many of them.
Oh, jeez.
Do you have like a stock? That
I do. I've stocked
never
up.
Run dry on
American Eagle. If I rip a pair, I got another pair to go.
Wally's gonna have to like lace up his orthopedic shoes with this Velcro, yeah. And he won't be able to bend down because his skinny jeans are so tight.
Yeah, like a busted can of biscuits. But boy, I just like how they fit lower, like smaller on my ankles. I think we've digressed.
Yes.
So Gavin, please continue with your fashion blog.
There is a new fashion trend I think just none of us are ever going to be able to wrap our minds around, and that is digital clothing. And what this is that people can now go to these online stores and pay for these quote-unquote clothes that people will Photoshop onto you, like hats, dresses, shirts.
Onto your photos?
Onto your photos. So usually what you would do is, because I watched a video on this over
the weekend.
Of course
you did.
Where you would take a picture of yourself in like kind of like tight-fitting clothes.
Right.
So that they can put you pay like $100 for like a, even know if Gucci made shirt, for a nice dress. And the company will then take that photo, place that dress on you, and it's so that you can, post a really cool picture on social media and just look like you have good taste.
This is taking, like, I get lying on your dating site. Like, I understand that. Like, I get it. I know why people are going to do that.
Okay.
Like, I get that. Like, I'm not surprised by it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Like, but this is next level, because everybody puts their best foot forward on social media, and, like, nothing's ever wrong in our world. Our world is perfect. But literally, not like I could even understand people going into debt to pay for like expensive clothes to look good, but like I don't get the narcissism or the brokenness that it would take to pay $100 to have like Dolce and Gabbana shoes put onto you.
Well, that, and also you think about what that money could do for others if you gave it. But then again, why are you trying to impress people that you may never
right.
meet?
I don't get it. That therein lies the problem. All of this comes down to you're just trying to create a false image to put out into public for consumption that you're not who you are.
But
that's the problem.
I do think this is going to make a little bit of sense for, let's say, like my generation who has a lot of obsession with, let's say, like video games and creating like a character,
right,
per se. I feel like that's going to add on to that notion that you can continue to, quote unquote, build a character, but that character is you.
Yeah.
Just be you.
Yeah, I mean, if you really love Gucci that much, work hard, save the money,
there
buy
you go.
It. Like, even get it used. It's fine, you know? Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And Betty Rock came across this website that's pretty cool. You can put in a band, and it will show you a word cloud of the words that they use most in their songs. I love this. And we tried it with a bunch of different bands the other day.
Yeah, we used Chris Tomlin. We did Justin Bieber, which it ended up being his baby was said like 900 and something times.
That's what he's got. That's what I mean, you know what you're good at? You go with that. And so we thought, man, this could make a fun game. So you had a chance to win a prize here real quickly. You prepared some of these, Betty Rock?
Yeah, so I picked some of our favorite Christian artists. Okay. And I'm going to give you a word that's kind of an odd word, but I'm going to tell you how many times it was used, and then you have to guess who sang that song that many times
okay,
in their
songs.
Okay,
that word. Okay, so let's do an example round with me and Gavin.
All right, so who used the word sick?
Sick.
90 times.
S-I-C-K.
Yep.
Sick. I'm trying to think of like songs in the or stories in the Bible about like he healed the sick. So maybe Matt Maher.
That's a good line of thinking.
Matt Maher seems like he would write something like that.
Okay.
In my head, the first thing that came to mind was like sick sounds like a rock kind of word.
Rock, oh. Yeah.
So I went with skillet off the bat. So I'll just stick with that. I'll just stick with skillet.
Okay. Well, surprisingly, one of you is right.
I have a feeling it's probably Gavin.
It's Gavin. Dad, yes.
Oh, cool.
90 times they use the word sick.
Okay. Sick of it.
Sick of it. That's a great song, actually. Mm-hmm. They got all 90 in that one song, probably.
It feels like.
If you're sick, if you're sick, if you're sick of it. There's like five.
A bunch right there, yeah.
Now, Wally and Gavin didn't take on the multiple choice that I had available for them.
Oh.
But there is multiple choice.
Okay, so you don't have to know all of these.
Right.
Like, okay, so you're going to get one question. This is how it'll work. You'll get one question with multiple choice answers. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, we got to move on. It's going to be a really fast-paced round. We want to see how many of these we can get in. So it's not personal if I hang up on you quickly, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play our Word Cloud Lyric game, we'd love to have you on right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got Tyler on with us. He's going to be our first contestant in the Word Cloud Lyric game. Betty Rock found a website that you can type in an artist, and it will tell you how many times they use specific words in their songs. And so she's going to give you one word. You have to tell us which artist you think used this word that many times. Okay, Tyler, you good with that?
Sounds good.
All right, and if you miss it, I'm going to hang up on you real quickly because we're trying to cram a lot of people in here. It's not personal. Still love you. Here we go.
I get it.
All right, Tyler, your word is feet, F-E-E-T, that was used 46 times.
Okay, give them some choices.
All right, your choices are Crowder, Lauren Daigle, or Casting Crowns.
Oof, tough call on this one.
Do you remember anybody singing a song about feet?
Lauren Daigle.
Going with Daigle. I would have gone Crowns, I think, personally. Light into my feet and things like that. I don't know. So is one of us right?
Unfortunately, Tyler is wrong.
Oh,
and
no.
Wally is right.
Oh, no.
Should have gone with Casting Crowns.
Oh, no. All right, Tyler, you know the rules. I'm hanging up on you.
Thank you.
Bye, Tyler.
All right, Tyler can handle it. I feel good about this hang up. Bye, Tyler. Okay, coming up here next, we have Glinda, you are up, and it is your turn now on the Word Cloud Lyric Game. Betty Rock is going to give you a word. You tell us who used this word the most in their songs. What do you got?
All right, your word is devil.
Ooh.
Devil was used 44 times by this artist. Was it Crowder, Lecrae, or Need to Breathe?
Oh, I think I know this one. What do you think, Glinda?
Crowder.
I think she's right. I was going to go with Crowder as well. If you had thrown Striper in there, I probably would have gone with Striper because they had like two hands.
Probably would have been more than 44 times.
Absolutely.
Well, turns out you're right,
yeah!
Glinda!
Woo! I forget the Crowder song that had devil in the song. What is that one?
Okay, so it turns out that Crowder does have a song, and it's called Run, Devil, Run.
There you go. See, all of it. Run, Devil, Run right there. And if he repeats that a few times, he's good, you know? So, and speaking of good, so are you, Glinda. You are a winner today on our Word Cloud Lyric game.
Yay!
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Kenny, we're playing the Word Cloud Lyric Game. Betty Rock found a website where you can type in an artist, and it will give you a word cloud that shows you the words they use the most in their songs, and so you have to tell us what word is used by which artist. So, Betty Rock, what do you have?
All right, your word is rolling. Rolling was used 43 times by this Christian artist. Was it Sandy Patty, Hillsong United, or Lauren Daigle?
Okay, Kenny, what do you think?
I'm going to say Hillsong United.
Hillsong United. I don't think that's right. I'm thinking one song popped into my head. He's still rolling stones like that.
Who is that supposed to be?
That's Lauren Daigle. That's how she sounds.
That was what it was supposed to be.
She sounds in my head. Oh. He's still rolling stones. And you got to do the finger like up like that.
Oh, okay.
All right. So am I right or wrong?
Well, it turns out Wally is right, but that means Kenny, you're wrong.
No.
I know.
Kenny,
so
I'm so sorry. I got to hang up on you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, crushes a little piece of my soul. It seems like it affected him, too. Bye, Kenny. Kenny's gone. I guess we're both over it. All right, here we go. Vanessa, you're up next. All you have to do is tell us which artist used this word the most in their songs. What do you got, Betty Rock?
All right, the word is broken. Broken was used 80 times.
That could be every Christian artist.
But who do you think it was? Was it Mercy Me, Matthew West, or Zach Williams?
So far, I have not missed a single one of these. This one I am honestly not sure about. So what do you think, Vanessa?
Mercy Me.
Mercy Me. I'm trying to think of songs that they have that have broken in it.
Why did you choose Mercy Me?
I don't know. Just a guess.
They just seem really broken to you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they got 10 years of writing songs. But Zach Williams could write one song where he says broken a bunch of times because, like, you just repeat choruses a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Zach Williams. So are either of us right, Betty Rock?
Well, Wally, you're wrong.
Oh, that's good news.
Vanessa, you're wrong, too. Oh. It was Matthew West.
Oh, that's right. He has his song, Broken Things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vanessa, I am so sorry that didn't work out today.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling and being on the show with us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. I blame Matthew West, honestly, in this, but I'm always going to blame him.
And now for some good news.
Yeehaw! Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. You know how heavy the regular news can be. So we do a little good news giddy up designed to uplift you a little bit here. Three rapid fire good news stories. Starting with you today, good sir, Gavin.
There was an 18-year-old pilot from the UK who recently became the youngest person to fly solo around the entire world.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So he started in the Netherlands. He made 12 stops along the way, and then he landed back in the Netherlands in 44 days, which... I mean,
that's amazing.
I know it takes a lot to get a pilot's license, but then to fly for that long, that far.
And only making 12 stops?
Yeah.
Like, I've had flights before where I had two layovers, you know, and I didn't go nearly halfway around the world. That's pretty amazing. Here we go. Good news, giddy up. Disney World turned 50 last week, so they had a big celebration, and it's going to go all year long. And this was cool. There was a mother and a son who were there on opening day, and they recreated a photo that they took back in 1971 when they were there, so 50 years. And so then they recreated that, which is kind of cool.
Cute.
It was funny because my wife is a huge Disney fan, and people were parked in, like, they put their tukuses down on Main Street in the early morning to just be there for the light show and the fireworks, and they weren't even riding rides because it was some new show that they were doing. So the wait times for the rides were, like, next to nothing, even on a crowded day. So there you go. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a 38-year-old named Laura who battled COVID last year, and it actually took her eyesight, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not letting that hold her back because earlier this year, she reached out to United in Stride, and that's a group of people that match visually impaired runners with guides. And just this past Sunday, she ran and finished her first marathon.
No way.
That's awesome.
Really cool, because that's one of the things. I can't see how could I possibly run a marathon. I love that some organization has chosen to make dreams happen for people, and they are, in essence, they're seeing eye people. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah. But you're right. I wonder if they get a little vest, too.
Yeah. And you have to trust them immensely. All right, that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make
make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
We've all been there. We've been in problematic situations and thought to ourselves, if only there was an invention that could fix this issue. Well, you're not alone. Jimmy Fallon asked his viewers to send in their ideas for crazy inventions, and I gotta say, it's great.
How about an app that will send me a notification when someone I don't want to talk to is within 500 feet of me? A large, warm headband that allows you to eat ice cream without getting brain freeze. A bed that's programmed to get really uncomfortable when the morning alarm goes off and only gets comfortable again when it's bedtime.
Oh, really?
That's a good idea.
The spinny thing on the bottom of deodorant that pushes it up, put that in the bottom of a Pringles can.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
A device that would route a phone scammer to another phone scammer so they can have a very confusing conversation with each other. A bushel of bananas that individually get ripe, one by one.
Oh. Amen.
A voice-activated fire alarm that turns off when someone yells, "I'm cooking!" Movie trailers about someone you just met so you can see what you're getting yourself into first. Barefoot-friendly Legos. There you go.
The Pringles can, ingenious.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Does your hand fit in a Pringles can, Gavin?
No.
Okay.
Man.
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering.
It just doesn't
anymore.
You
got big hands. Yeah, like my hand, I can get it into a Pringles can, and I can get like two Pringles.
Looks like a duck.
It does. It looks like a duck. It's a duck bill. And then, and I also eat Pringles. I do the duck bill with it too.
Of course
you turn
you
them
do.
Upside down. But like, I can only get like one or two, and you pull them out like slowly. I guess you can tip the can, but then all the crumbs fall out.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm telling you, you need to jump on this. And
yeah, this
make
is
it.
A this is an ingenious idea. I
come
could
on,
see
Pringles.
This, I know, I could see this being a thing that could actually work, and I would pay for it. I would pay big money for that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I came across this interesting thing that I don't think has hit the States yet. Maybe it has, I don't know. But in Japan, it's common to find a QR code on cemetery headstones.
So instead of it saying anything?
Yeah, well, on like the back of it. It might say stuff on the front, but on the back there's a QR code like chiseled into it. Like,
wow.
Like, so it's intentional. And the reason they're doing this, it's so if you scan that with your phone, if you take a picture of that with your phone, it'll link you to a video of that person's life. I think that's super cool.
It is a little creepy.
Really?
Well,
why?
I mean, you're there and right? They're there and
yeah.
But they're there on your phone.
Yeah, and... because like, okay, well, think about it. If you weren't there to go to the funeral, but you show up later and then there's this really great video. It's not like it's video in the coffin. It's
like
a video of their life.
It's not a live stream.
Yeah, that's what I think Betty thought it was.
No.
It's a dead stream.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, but so, like, it shows, like, who they were. And it might be interesting, too, if you're, like, seeing other people and you read a little on the headstone, then you see that, and then you see them. I actually think that would be kind of cool. I think it's a cool way to honor people.
I could see it both ways.
Okay. No, I don't think you can.
I
think you're just picturing the dead stream right now.
Stop.
Okay, so here's what I want to do, though. Like, if we were to do this ourselves, put a QR code that was linked to a story about our lives, what would it be called? Okay, and you can use regular movies to call it thing. Like, what would your life story be called if you used a movie title of an existing movie right now? So let's start with you, Betty Rock. What would yours be?
Okay, so I would call mine the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, okay.
But it's not because of my appearance, which is what it sounds like y'all are going
it's
towards.
It's what we thought. We thought you were insecure, and we're like, you're beautiful.
No,
we're
gonna compliment you. I was going to say it's my battle with hangriness.
Yes. Oh.
Because I start off good.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it goes bad.
Yep.
And then it gets ugly.
It's seriously ugly. I get that.
And I think that sums up my life pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. Gavin?
Okay, so I went with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Okay.
What?
I am the dwarf in this situation.
Oh, so because, Snow White and the one dwarf.
Well, yeah, because I've always pictured myself as the short, lovable character in any situation because I'm never the tall friend.
Okay. Truth be told, I thought you were going to go with Dumb and Dumber. That was, no. if we were buried next to each other, we could do
there
that.
There we go.
He didn't want to take yours.
Thank you. I thought about that for me, too. Mine would be Lord of the Rings. Because of all the jewelry I wear.
That's so good.
Great.
I love it.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's how we're going to play this with you right now, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. Tell us the title of your afterlife movie based on a title of a real movie and why, okay? So you've seen how we do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. If they were to have a video of your life based on a real movie title, what would it be?
Walking Tall.
Walking Tall. How tall are you? Or is this ironic? Like, if it was Gavin's, it would be ironic.
Well, I'm 6'4", so I'm decently tall. But it's more because in the movie, the main character kind of is quiet and doesn't really do anything, action or otherwise, until he deems it necessary. So that's kind of me. I sit back, I let things unfold, and if my opinion is required or anything of me is required, I step on in.
There you go. A man of action when it's needed. I got you down, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually think this isn't that hard to do. I've come up with a couple other ones just in the time we've been talking about this. Almost famous, because I got close, like, with my job. I'm not, like, really celebrity famous, but I'm quasi-famous. So that's one. And then Fast and the Furious, because that describes how I do everything and my frustration level at life. You know?
That's very true.
See how easy this is? What would yours be, Jessica?
So mine is a Disney movie, but it would be The Aristocats.
Oh, are you a cat lady?
I am.
Oh, Jessica, I am too. How many cats do you have?
I have 4, and I'm currently fostering 2 kittens. So. Well,
that's 6. That's a lot.
I feel like I'm being judged, kind of.
Jessica, no. You're not being judged by me. If anything, you're giving me permission to embrace who I really am.
Do it.
Would you get 6 cats, Rock?
You're
judging Jessica. See? Join the judgment party.
No.
Party of 2.
No.
It's okay. I'm a crazy cat lady and I know it. So.
I love it. I love it. You do you, girl. That's all that matters.
Well, thanks so much.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I came across an article that kind of surprised me the other day. It was talking about Ivy League colleges, you know, the ones where Biff and Misty go, that they now all 8 Ivy League colleges, and I can't name all 8, but all 8 of them are now doing online school.
Hey!
Yeah, and you're like, hey, what took you guys so long?
Yeah,
you know,
geez, you're a little late to the show.
You're all hoity-toity over there. You're doing what CCU's been doing for years and getting it right.
And that's exactly what I did when I went to Colorado Christian University. I got 2 degrees and I got them both online.
And you did your undergraduate degrees too, because I was reading this whole article about education and stuff, and like the perception is that a lot of people are going back to school online to do their master's degree, but the vast majority of people are finishing their undergrad, which is what you did. You started from scratch.
That's right. And I'm so glad I did it when I did, because now I can look back and be like, look at those 2 degrees.
Yeah.
I did that all on my own. So if you've been thinking about maybe going back to school, now is a great time to do that.
And an Ivy League education is not in your budget? Absolutely, I get that. This is the best part. Don't let cost stand in the way, because if you want to better yourself, we have a contest going on right now with Colorado Christian University where you could win a $10,000 scholarship.
Woo!
And you don't even have to be that special, I'll be honest with you. like this is great. It's a contest that can help you jumpstart your career, because that's what they know. Like, sometimes you need that little push. You could even win a $5,000 scholarship, which is great.
And if you don't even win that, you could also get in for a $1,000 scholarship, and that's just for entering. So if you would like to get in on that, all you got to do is go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm.
But don't wait, because the contest is going to end, and you want to get your name into consideration for this right now.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.